Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
This doesn't seem right.
Mm.
Research shows that women love it when men sing to them. It also says that musicians are sexier than other people.
Okay.
And that women are attracted to men with deep voices that sing.
You know, I mean, listen, all these things make sense. I will talk about this article in this way right now, like James Earl Jones.
Please stop.
Because you were so unbridled and attracted to it as soon as I dropped a couple octaves.
Clearly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I think that some people like people to sing to them. Like you know, if it's Wayne Newton or Elvis, right? Or the guys from, you know, Backstreet or something like that. These are very attractive gentlemen, right?
It seems interesting, because I feel like there used to be a time where you idolized the musician and they were the hottest guys, and all of a sudden this is what women are looking for.
Finance, trust fund, 6-5, they are.
What?
Finance, trust fund, 6-5, they are.
And then it seems like all of a sudden,
what did she say? Finance and
finance,
what?
Trust fund.
Okay.
6-5. Uh-huh. Blue eyes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That seems to be the norm of what women love about men.
Mm.
But we thought, like, could this possibly be true? That if you just go up and you sing to a woman that you would woo them? So we sent Raven around the office to try it out.
Do you ever feel so paper thin? Like a house of cards, one blow from caving in. Do you like it when men sing to you?
I thought that was funny. Very spontaneous.
Did you mean to be funny or did you mean to be sexy? That's the question.
I mean, close your eyes and then just listen to this.
Do you ever feel
It's the same.
Uh-huh.
It's the same. Clearly, I was into serious performance in that regard.
Yeah, and she laughed and said you were funny.
Yeah.
What is it that men do that you like? What's something that men do that you like?
You make me laugh. You made me laugh.
That's true.
See?
When a guy can make you laugh, there is something so attractive. Like, I wouldn't call my husband a funny guy, but he's made me laugh in my life harder than anybody else.
Okay, right. So, I mean, sometimes intentional and sometimes not, I'm guessing,
well,
too.
Well, right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Comma, chameleon. You come and go.
Do you like it when men sing to you?
No.
You don't. What is it that you don't like about it?
It's awkward. It makes me feel awkward.
I feel the same.
And like,
way.
Do I keep eye contact or do I just kind of clap my hands? Like just now, do I sing along with you? What do I do?
Right.
It's true. How awkward. Like when somebody's singing to you, like, you don't, are you supposed to sit? It's like when somebody sings happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
Do you clap? Do you sing along?
It signals you out. Like it singles you out, right?
Yeah.
Like you are the center of everything and it's a little bit weird. Let's ask Boy George what he thinks.
But did anybody think Boy George was sexy?
Well, I mean, maybe Boy Ralph or Boy whatever, whoever it was he was dating at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Boy
mm-hmm.
Elton.
Maybe. You know,
could have been any of those guys.
Yeah.
What is it something that men do that you like?
Dance with me. Yeah. I love when my husband and I dance.
But does he do it often?
Yeah, if he can tell that I need a little boost, if I'm in a mood, he'll...
So romantic dance or fun dance?
Kind of both, I guess. Yeah, sweet. Yeah.
It's true. For some reason, if I'm ever in a bad mood, and I'm always in the kitchen because I'm always cooking and doing whatever, when he just comes up and hugs me, that I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just like a timeout. Everybody stop what they're doing and just get a hug in the kitchen. Like,
now,
yeah.
Now I feel awkward.
Why do you feel awkward?
I feel like I'm in the middle of your guys' hug right now as you're explaining it to me.
Well, it was weirder when you were like singing this to strangers.
Comma, 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 comma.
Boy, George loved it.
All right, 1-800-330-9999. What do you actually love that men do? If you thought that women wanted...
Finance. Trust fund. 6-5. Get eyes.
What?
Finance. Trust fund. 6-5. Get eyes.
Everybody would have you believe that women want a guy in finance, has a trust fund, 6'5", blue eyes. Nope. According to new research right now, it says that women love it when men sing to them, says musicians are sexier than other people, and women are attracted to men with deep voices.
I mean, is it part of that reckless thing, right? The musician thing? Like, you know, they don't really have a job, you know, but they're out there on the road. They're living in a van. Is it any of that stuff? I don't know.
I don't know. We put it to the test, though, because we sent Raven around the office to sing to women to see what their reaction would be.
Shiny toy with the price, you know that I bought it. Killing me slow, out the window. I'm always waiting for you to be waiting below.
Do you like it when men sing to you?
Yeah, for the most part. Except my husband, when he sings, he sometimes thinks he's like Sting. You know, he tries to hit high notes.
Sting?
Yeah, so if you just stay and you sing and you don't try to hit all the high notes of the real artist, then we're fine.
When you mention Sting, the first thing I think is like he's got his shirt off and he's like oiled up or somewhat sweaty.
No. He does have it buttoned down, but no, he's fine. No sweat.
Have you ever seen a Sting concert video? That's how the man lives. Let's ask Taylor Swift.
You don't sound anything like her.
No. I got a page yesterday. They were like, hey, do you want to do some backup work?
No, there's no world where anybody asked you to sing backup.
Okay, all right.
But at least she was into the idea of her husband singing to her, and she finds it attractive. I think that's the first woman that we've asked so far that said it.
Waiting all day for Sunday night. All right, what a night. It's finally here. Sunday night football's kicking into high gear. The stars have arrived. Come on, get up and cheer.
I don't know that at all.
Do you like it when men sing to you?
No.
All right.
I don't.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, first of all, that was not even a romantic song.
Oh, no, it's very romantic if you ask Carrie Underwood. Do you know that she makes $1 million every time this song plays?
Yeah. She did something right.
That seems pretty romantic.
To me, I find that sexy.
That's so romantic, right?
All of a sudden, it becomes much more attractive.
Okay. What is it you like that men do?
I guess just like being a good listener and stuff.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
See, that's nice, listening to you.
It's true. And when you don't have to repeat yourself 700 times and they just understand and listen, are in tune with you, that is sexy. That is something that women love about men.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that. So
right. I know, clearly.
Right after that, I walked out of that office. I was like, I'm done listening to this.
Yeah. Jasmine, what do you actually love that men do?
Pay the mortgage. My God. I love when a man pays the bill. But it's so hard to find these days.
I guess that's an answer.
It's a very candid answer. You know, I feel like most bills nowadays take two people to pay them. So, I love a bill that's paid by somebody else.
Absolutely.
I can relate to that as
a
guy. We were just talking about this earlier this week because Travis Kelce's ex-girlfriend was in an interview. And one of the rumors why they had broken up was that he was cheap and wouldn't pay her bills.
Yeah.
And she was so cocky. And she looked at the interviewer. She goes, look at me. Do I look like the kind of woman that pays my own bills? Mm-hmm. And I was like, whoa, like who says it like that? And the interviewer was so meek. She was like, I guess not.
I think you've given me the answer.
I mean, I don't demand it, but if you give it to me, I'm not going to deny it.
No, you think it's great.
Yeah.
Right. I'm with you. High five. I think it's awesome. When the wife's card comes out at dinner or something like that, every time I'm like, yes.
1-800-330-9999. What do you actually love that men do? Do you believe this? Research and scientists have figured out that women really love when men sing to them. And at first I was like, oh yeah, I guess. And then I started thinking about it and I was like, no, sometimes it gives you the ick.
Listen,
like, ugh.
If it's somebody like fantastic, it's like Usher. He's singing to you at his Vegas residency in front of everybody. Now you're bringing something, right? If it's like a dude from, you know, down the street and it's a cover band or something, I don't know if it's the same feeling.
I had a guy serenade me one time. like when I was
really?
Young. Yeah, I didn't like it. I felt very uncomfortable. It's weird. You have to sit there for the whole song. Sometimes they're like 4 minutes long.
What was the
so
song?
Weird. I don't even remember. I think it was a Green Day song.
What?
Yeah, I, you know, I loved Green Day. So we decided to put this to the test. We sent Raven around the office to sing to the women to see what their reaction would be.
Every night in my dreams, I see you, I feel you. That is how I know you. Go on. Do you like it when men sing to you?
No.
Okay.
You know what? Let's ask Celine Dion.
Every night in my dreams,
she loves it.
I see you.
It was like she was calling to me.
No, like, but when you sing that, it's not doesn't sound romantic. Yeah. I don't know why any one woman would be into that.
Oh no, I thought it was fantastic.
So we want to know, what do you actually love that men do? And I'm looking at our social media at Anna and Raven, and Martha wrote, "Our friend told my husband to call me beautiful every day, and as a result, I also call him handsome every day. We have so much fun being the first to say it to each other every day."
Oh.
That's cute. Yeah. I love that. If you call me beautiful every day, I would love that 100%.
What is it that men do that you do like?
Make money so I can pay my bills.
Oh. I mean, that's true. Yeah.
Straight ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
My wife used to love it all the time. My grandfather would always call my grandmother his bride.
Oh,
always.
That's cute.
You know, 75 years after being married, he would always say my bride.
That's sweet.
And my wife always loved that.
1-800-330-9999. Yeah. Amber, how about you? What do you actually love that men do?
Cook. If a man can cook for me, that is something that I love.
That's a good answer.
I mean, it doesn't happen all the time, but it's a big one.
Yes.
Yeah. Is it mostly like you love the food? Like, that? Do they even have to be good? Or is it just like, you know, you come home and you don't have to deal with it? It's done.
I think that's what it is. It's just the intent of you taking an initiative to be like, you know what? I'm going to do something for her today, and I'm going to cook. Now, mind you, it can't be nasty, nasty. It has to be edible.
Yeah.
I remember when I first started dating my husband and we were first married before we had children, I didn't really like when he cooked. Yeah. I liked, you know, we would go out all the time, and when he cooked, it wasn't always great. And now I could care less what he puts on a plate. If he just does it and it's one less thing I have to do in the night madness with the kids, it is the greatest gift of all time.
It's the sexiest thing he can do.
And then if he washes the dishes after, forget it.
Woo!
Oh, it's like falling in love all over again.
Right. It could lead to some things if you weren't already asleep on the couch.
Mia, what do you love that men do?
I love when my husband makes reservations for us when we're going for dinner. It's just one less thing on my list that I have to do in the day. So I absolutely adore that.
I also love that because I feel like it also takes the conversation of, what are you in the mood for? What do you want to eat? Where do you want to go? Is this okay? And he just says, 7 o'clock, we're going to this place. Oh, I love it.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.